Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of The Ring with Omenasa. This is a show where I encourage you and I remind you that you are a fighter in the ring of life and for tuning into the ring, Omenasa here. You are listening to The Ring, the radio show. You guys know that I have The Ring, the TV show. I have The Ring, the podcast. And now we are on the radio show. How are you guys doing today? Look, I'm not even gonna lie. I am so exhausted. It is unbelievable. And I know that it's terribly unprofessional to start a show by saying how tired you are. But you know what? I know that some of you who are listening are tired as well. So we're just going to be real. The show must go on. And you know what? I am just so grateful to God that I have the right person, the right guest on the show today because she is going to talk to us about new wine and how she completely got out of the teaching profession and then decided to go back to school. I don't know how many people would do that. And I don't know how many people would start afresh like that, end quote. And so I am just going to not even talk any further because I really, really want her to do this topic justice. New wine, from the old to the new, her name is Mrs. Shamika Clark, and I'm just going to bring her on now. Hi, Shamika. Thank you so much for being here, sis.
Hi. Thank you so much for inviting me today. How are you?
I'm doing very, very fine. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here. Just go ahead, and if it's possible for you to also send me a bio while you're talking,
yes,
that would be awesome. But if you can't, I understand. But just go ahead and share your story with us because it's so inspiring.
Thank you so much, Omenasa. I just want to thank you all for being here tonight and today, just depending on what city or state you're in. Yes, we are talking about new wineskin and coming from the old into the new. I know that about 11 years ago, I was actually for 11 years working in the education field. And as you all know, we definitely still need to be praying for our children, not just for our children, but for our parents, because in today's time, there's a lot of things that are going on in education where there's a lot of persuasiveness when it comes down to trying to impact our children, especially for the next generation. But when I actually had started, I came on board with coming into education because I wanted to be the parent that was hands-on with my children. I wanted to make sure that I was not only just impacting my children's life, but I was also impacting the children that were around my children. And so for 11 years, I actually worked in education. But through that process, I noticed there were some things that I was doing, such as, you know, a young mother learning how to navigate being a mom with children and a wife. And I noticed that there were some things that I was basically traditioned to do, you know, because you brought up in the things that you were brought up in, you tend to pick up those things and carry those on into the life as being married. And learning how to raise my children along with seeing how other parents were raising their children. And you wind up picking up a lot of things. You can pick up a lot of positive things where you may be able to impact and reinforce things that some parents that weren't there because of a void in their lives or that they were working, that they could not be there for their kids, but just encouraging kids and their parents. But through the process of over time, if you're not careful, you can actually wind up picking up things along the way and not knowing that those things that you're picking up can be things that wind up impacting impacting your life over time. And they can be negative things. We pick up positive things that influence us, but we can also have a knack of picking up negative things, even if it's stuff that we didn't even bring along into our family's lives. And just working in education, I noticed that there was a lot of issues and concerns that were not being addressed. And when I say that is, you know, we can tell parents or share with parents things that that they may need to do, but as we know as adults, once we get a certain age, it's kind of hard to shift. You know, some people may be good at shifting. Children are very good at shifting because they can actually be in one environment in one moment and they can go into the next environment and shift. But as adults, it can be a longer process because we have actually gotten adjusted to being in the environment that we have become accustomed to. And so with that being said, through this process of education, I noticed that there was some things in my own personal life that I kind of like got lacked in. And I could not recognize over time that those were things that I wasn't doing anymore. And so I began to pick up things that were not in my character. And I know that some of you all can actually be familiar with that, picking up things that is not a part of your character. And it's not like you just went to the grocery store, like you would go in and you decide, well, I'm going to pick up a bad apple. You know, when we go to the grocery store, we go to pick up the best and the finest shiny apple that we can see that we know that's going to taste sweet. We don't intentionally go to pick up that bad apple, but sometimes it can be an illusion where it looks good on the outside, but it can be actually rotten in the inside.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And so how that plays a part into old wineskin is in the new, being in the new, is that when you become aware of those things. And once you're becoming aware of those things, starting to prune those things, taking them out of taking what is bad out of something that could be good. And so recognizing in this season from coming through the transition of being a teacher and then going into to education myself with back in school, I noticed that the things that I was doing the old way, how it could be like my schedule, I could not actually think that I was going to use the same schedule that I used when I was actually as a teacher, that I could use the same as coming into being shifting and putting on the student, because I recognized if I did, then I would be in a place where I could not be teachable.
Yeah.
So you see the shift there, like literally from being a teacher, now I'm the student. If I come in as a teacher, as a student, what happens is now you're acting like you're actually the one that's doing the teaching, but you're not being open to learn yourself. And so in this position, because there's always a position, that when we are in a different position, you have to do things differently. And I recognize by being in this position, it's a lot because now that I'm in that part of being taught, I'm having to sit down. I'm having to make time for studying. I'm having to make time to be a part of an organization, which is a part of the P2 directors up under the organization that I'm up under as a director. And having different things on my plate now, I'm having to have to manage those things. So in this area, I'm learning and I'm still learning how to navigate those things, because I recognize that those old ways of learning or being a teacher, I'm having to put on a different hat for different positions that I'm in. And I can't take the teacher's hat and put it on in the student's hat when I actually am in a position where I have to be a student, because it doesn't fit. It's almost like if you actually had a baby, in the infant state, you feed a baby baby food. And if you notice, it's more of a puree. But once that child becomes an adult, you don't actually feed an adult the infant food as puree, because now they are ready for solid foods. And then you have to recognize that the taste buds are different. When you become an adult, your taste buds are different. And so something that you would have liked as a child, you can't actually, you're not going to like as an adult. So you're having to be able to shift to make things new. That's even like for women or even for men. If you know that literally during the pandemic you've been eating, and you know that once that suit that you put on was a size for women, it could have been a size 8. For men, it could have been a size 34. Well, you know, if you've been eating all your munchies and now you're actually coming out of it and the weather is getting warm, and now you go to put on that suit and that suit is fitting pretty tight, then basically you can't think that it's going to fit you the way that it did before. So that means that you have to go out and get something new. Doing away with the old so that you can actually embrace the new.
Awesome.
So that's
awesome.
Something that I wanted to share with everybody this season, that as we're coming out of the pandemic, as you're coming out of whatever season you are in your life, that literally being aware, being present, and positioning yourself, and it takes time. Don't think that this is something that happens overnight, even though, you know, you may have people around you that may want you to, you should already be known that by now. You should be able to do these things by now. No, it takes time. And with that process, that's why you need to make sure that you have people around you that are there to encourage you, to lift you up, being careful of the people that are in your ear, being careful of the people that you are surrounding yourself being this new person.
Okay. That is just beautiful. I am encouraged. How do people reach? We have one minute and 30 seconds. Like, how do people reach you? How do they get your book?
Okay. So with that process, definitely, you can actually reach me. My email address is srange28@hotmail.com. You can send me a email in regards to the interest of my book. You can also give me a call at 216-421-6620 so that I can get that out to you. And definitely, again, I'm here to encourage people. I want to thank you, Lady Omanessa, for allowing me to have the privilege to be able to speak on your platform and to share with others that literally they can actually step into their new, coming out of the old and walking in the new.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you.
Definitely bring you on again. Thank you so much, Shamika. Please, y'all get her book, I Am Power. She featured in that anthology. Very, very great things. This is a teacher who decided to become a student, and she realized the power of isolation and being taught in order to lead. And I just think that that's absolutely amazing. Y'all stay tuned for my next guest tomorrow. Shamika, once again, God bless you. I'll see y'all tomorrow.
God bless
Bye-bye.
You. Thank you. Bye now.